This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The omnibus spending bill that Congress is hustling to get done before taking off for the holidays is 4,155 pages long. $1.7 trillion goes out the door if it passes as is. Still and all, there are things not in it, among them a slew of bills about online privacy, liability for social media companies, and general anti-competitiveness in tech. The divided Congress that January is going to bring means this was probably the last chance for a lot of those proposals. But just because the United States isn't moving on them doesn't mean nobody is. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more on tech regulation in Europe.
The EU's Digital Markets Act takes aim at gatekeepers, big tech companies that provide a connection between consumers and other services, like Apple's App Store. It aims to stop those companies from stifling competition.
European law, not just in the tech space, but more generally, has been much more aggressive in trying to control dominance and create level playing fields.
Daniel Crane at the University of Michigan says the EU regulation, which takes effect in 2024, could disrupt the whole app ecosystem. It requires, for instance, that Apple allow iPhone users to download apps from places other than the App Store, or that iMessage users be able to communicate with users of WhatsApp.
It's not that it's impossible for the big tech companies to have a different system, but at some point it does become very difficult, and so Europe begins exerting influence globally.
In the past, big tech companies have often found ways around Europe's rules, says Nicholas Rodelli, an analyst at CFRA.
We think that European regulators have learned from that.
Rodelli says this legislation has better enforcement mechanisms, like expensive recurring fines and expedited prosecution. And it's not just happening in Europe, says Eric Seufert, an analyst with Mobile Dev Memo.
The momentum is heading in that direction anyway globally.
South Korea, India, and Japan are also taking action. But Seufert says the momentum to spur competition among app marketplaces might have already passed.
For the most part, consumers have already established habits that are probably pretty sticky and difficult to disrupt.
He says the law could have bigger effects on digital ecosystems that are still developing, like the metaverse. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.